You're listening to Phoning It In on KDVS Davis 90.3 FM, KDVS.org. I'm Nadav, and today from San Diego, Chuck Potashner, who was in the band Team Awesome once and a bunch of other bands. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
And
actually, I'm a little sick, but we're both sick, but it's okay because we live in San Diego now. We've been here for 2 days.
I was gonna say it's too nice out to be sick. You're in Southern
it's
California.
Funny and stuff.
So did you just move there from Colorado?
Yeah, we did. Ants doesn't drive, so I did all the driving.
Yeah.
It was pretty extreme. There was a lot of snow and sliding around in a Penske.
Ooh, that's no fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I drove across the country. It was this summer, so we didn't have to contend with any of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so tell me about yourself, Chuck.
I play songs.
All right.
I write songs. I don't know. Do you want to know about me?
Perfect. That about sums it up. this and that.
I'm allergic to carrots.
That is unfortunate.
Yeah, I know. I'm vegan, so it makes it really hard.
Yeah.
One time I ate a bunch of carrots and my whole face swelled up to the point where I got a black eye.
Ugh.
And then I had to go to school because I was in high school at the time. It was really embarrassing.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Other than that, I just play music.
At the very least, did that result in a good song or something?
Oh, not yet. I'll write one for you, though.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Well, that's about all I prepared for questions.
I don't know. Like you said, I played in Team Awesome, and so did Ants. A lot of people played in Team Awesome.
Yeah.
But I wrote the songs for that. We also played in a band called Ihi on our last tour, and he's awesome.
Oh, were you in the band when they played here at Davis?
Did we play in Davis? No, we didn't play in Davis.
Oh, okay. That would have been funny if we were like ships passing in the night.
No, it was like a dual tour where Zach was the guitarist for Team Awesome and we were all his band.
Oh, okay. Do you know Math the band?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, they came here with Math.
Oh,
it was sort of a similar situation.
Cool.
Similar arrangement. Well, why don't you go for it?
Okay. Here we go. Sometimes I think of you and I wonder if you're thinking of me too. Then I dismiss myself as a fool and I know we're living under the same moon. But I'm not looking at the moon at all. I'm sitting in my basement room. Got your record on. It sounds pretty good. This is what I get for falling real quick. Give me a smile and a kiss and now I'm stuck. And I wish that I could see you again. Wish I hadn't ran right then again. Most likely we would just have awkward conversation. Cause I'm pretty awkward and I know you are too. I've got your record on. It sounds pretty good. I've got your record on. It sounds pretty good. I got your record on. It sounds pretty good. I got your record on. It sounds pretty good. Remember that time playing hide and seek? Felt like we're under that bed for a week. I didn't mind one single bit, especially after that first kiss. But I sure did run away real quick when Icky Ache started to stick. And I know Leslie's not the one for me, so I'll go weep under the willow tree. Got your record on. It sounds pretty good. I got your record on. It sounds pretty good. I got your record on. It sounds pretty good. I got your record on. It sounds pretty good, I got your record on. It sounds pretty good, I got your record on. It sounds pretty good, I got your record on. It sounds pretty good. 12 times a day I think of you and I wonder if you're thinking of me too. Then I dismiss myself as a fool and I know we're living under the same moon. But I'm not looking at the moon at all, I'm sitting in my basement room. Got your record on, it sounds pretty good. Hello?
Hey, sounded good.
Sweet. Okay, cool. That was a song from the last Team Awesome CD, but it's kind of a different version of it. I'm going to play one from the first Team Awesome CD, and then I'm going to play some not Team Awesome songs.
Sounds good.
Cool. The song's called Cars.
When you move to the city, you best expect to see cars. They just sort of belong. They're like how trees belong in the forest.
Forest.
And if the sky starts falling, it's probably just snow.
Snow.
So don't get so afraid. After all, there's nowhere to go.
Where to go?
Except for Southern California with its smoggy skies and 12-lane
freeway.
But who would want to go there? Not me, not me. I say, hey, 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 hey. Not me, I say, hey, 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 hey. When you move to the desert, you best expect to see sand. Though you can't always hold it, it feels oh so nice in your hand. Just don't be frightened if the rain turns to sand into mud. Because the sun will rise, oh yes, that sun will rise. The sun will rise, oh, the sun will rise. The sun will rise, and the sand will turn back to sand.
Wow, that was a little rocky.
Sounded good to me.
I didn't want to pause too long, because it's dead air. So I like just kind of threw the keyboard in front of me, and it was halfway hanging off the table, falling.
Oh man, I wish I could have seen it.
Yeah.
Can you describe the room that you're in?
Oh yeah, it's my dad's house. I've never lived here or anything, but there's some Egyptian people on the wall in this painting. they're all sitting down. What are those called? The guys with the, like, you know, like the big ears and the like the kind of like coyote wolf heads?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It's one of the Egyptian gods, right?
Yeah, yeah. So there's some of those.
Very, very sort of, very southwestern motif.
Yeah, I guess.
Southwestern,
I don't know.
Egyptian.
It's confusing. There's a lot of stuff in here.
Yeah.
But my friend Amps is sitting on the floor, and I'm sitting on a swivelly desk chair. And there's some pots and pans that they just left for us, I think, for us to take to our new house.
You could also always play them.
We could. Do you want to play some pots and pans? You should play it for Danger. Yeah, you should. Okay, we'll play them a little later.
Awesome.
How many songs do you want me to play?
You know, you got another 23 minutes.
Okay, I'll play a few more songs.
Great.
They're mostly pretty short.
Yeah, if Ants wants to throw one or two in also.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, maybe she will.
Totally wing it.
Do you want to play one of your songs?
Maybe.
Okay, you can think about it.
All right.
I'll think about it, and I'll see if I can remember a clean one.
Oh, yeah, she's a dirty girl. She has language in her songs.
Yeah.
Heavy language. So, here, this song is called Slightly Unhealthy Love Song, and I just recorded it last fall, and it's going to be, it's on, like, a single, but it's going to be on my CD when I finally finish it.
Cool.
Okay. Hair upon your head falls out much too early.
I will shave all of mine off, dear, for you. We can walk around the city balder than bald eagles, or we could just go buy a wig or two. And if a meteor comes to impact the ocean, you can climb the tallest mountain peak. Watch the world splish and splash and splash around us. Pretend we're in Deep Impact or other some other apocalyptic movie. Right?
Yeah.
So, if you're feeling down, take a good look around. I'll be that clown trying to lift you back up again. Drifting over my shoes, walking the wild for you. If you're feeling down, take a good look around. Trying to lift you back up again. Drifting over my shoes, walking the wild for you.
Good. I think someone might have tried to call into your line during that song.
Oh, no. Are we still going to keep it live, or do you want me to redo things?
Oh, yeah. Let's keep rolling.
Okay, sweet. Yeah, I don't know if there's any way I can make people not call.
Yeah, hopefully that'll be the last of it.
Okay, yeah, hopefully. Okay, this song is called Artist. I need to give Anthea the keyboard. Well, she's doing that. That last song that I played, I wrote it in Isla Vista. I saw that you had watercolor paintings on your show.
Yeah, they were just on yesterday.
I listened to that. That was really awesome.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, I love those guys. I was staying at Josh's place when I wrote that song.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's a small world.
Cool. I think she's almost ready. Here we go.
I smile when I think about you. Booming laughter, that big dress with oversized boots. The way you told me, as if I were a baby. That time you kissed me, and your tongue went crazy. I thought I'd choke on it. You said it was your first real kiss. I asked about the fake one. You didn't say anything except I love you. Well, I love you too. Cars drove fast, it was hard not to panic. He started reciting some sound poetry. It was really, really weird, but comforting. We talked for hours, as we sometimes do. I'm not much of a talker when I'm not paired with you. Our phone bill last summer, oh my gosh, what a bummer. My friend, you are an artist. Dive in the darkness, then come out triumphant. Though sometimes in tears, my friend, you are an artist. Dive in the darkness, then come. Out triumphant. Though sometimes in tears, now you're moving. Italy. I'm gonna miss you like I do already, but I've known you longer than anyone, and our paths surely cross again. The center of the world has moved from me to her. With each tick of the clock, I think I may fall off, but it feels better. So I follow her around, catch her teeth before they hit the ground. Flip a light switch now and again, nothing happens. So we're dreaming in the dark, inventing distant stars. Telescope could destroy us both, but for now we're who we are. Nothing needs demagnified, everything's larger than I. My ship's inside the bottom bay, but the ocean may have won. My hands are attached to strings, can't hold on to anything. One day she will cut me free, but for now I'm hanging. Guess my letter's right, yet my noose still fastened tight. Drawn of ink, I hear her sing, and I know I've done right. Nothing need be magnified, everything's larger than I. My ship's inside a bottle bay, but the ocean made of one.
Hey.
Hey.
So those two songs were from a CD that I just put online and in these little baggies for sale. And it's all songs just using the chords C, F, and G because I'm lazy with my concepts.
At least you admit to it.
Yeah.
You know,
it worked out pretty well. I like it.
What was the second song called?
What's it called? It's called Distant Stars.
Okie doke.
Yeah. Do you want to hear another C, F, and G song?
Sure.
I wasn't planning on playing it, but I kind of feel like it now.
All
I'm lazy. yeah, here it goes. It's about Monopoly.
Will you still love me after I beat you at Monopoly? 'Cause I don't think that you really will. We're coming on our third straight hour. My railroad first made you sour. Now I've got hotels that kill. M-O-N-O-P-O-L-Y, you wanted to be my wife, but now you can't remember why. M-O-N-O-P-O-L-Y, you wanted to be my wife, but now you can't remember why. Throwing dice slightly, violently, last trade we made you hate me. I knew you didn't have a choice. Mortgaging your property the way you're looking back at me. I know that I'm not getting some tonight. All because of M-O-N-O-P-O-L-Y. You wanted to be my wife, but now you can't remember why. M-O-N-O-P-O-L-Y. You wanted to be my wife, but now you can't remember why. Thought it was a game. You chose a dog, me a choo-choo train. But now I think we must have been insane. And we are because of M-O-N-O-P-O-L-Y. You wanted to be my wife, but now you can't remember why. M-O-N-O-P-O-L-Y. You wanted to be my wife, but now you can't remember why.
That was silly. I don't think I've ever played that on... Before,
awesome. More songs about board games, please.
Wow. What's that?
Said more songs about board games, please.
Yeah, but no one likes Monopoly, man. Whenever I tell people I have Monopoly song, they're always like, Monopoly's such a bummer.
Yeah, Scrabble's where it's at.
What's that?
Scrabble's where it's at.
I know, I already wrote a Scrabble song. Did you know that?
What's that?
I already have a song about Scrabble.
Do you really?
That? Yeah, it's a Team Awesome song.
Oh, man.
It's called Scrabble! Exclamation point.
Is it possible to... Is it a song that it's possible to play on the, you know, solo?
Oh, I don't remember it, and I don't think I ever could play it on guitar.
Well, I'm happy to know that it exists then.
Yeah, it's a keyboard song. You can check it out. I can send you, if you don't have my music yet, I can send that to you.
Awesome.
Yeah. Cool. Do you want me to do one more or something like that?
Please, yeah. You still got another 8 minutes.
Oh, I can do two more. Cool. Three more. Four more. Okay. Which one am I doing?
I don't know.
This is the song where we hum. This is on the radio.
I know.
Okay. why can't I think of any songs? Give me that one. One, two, three, four.
Babe, won't you give me back my things? If you can't love me, you can't have my DVD. Babe, won't you give me back my things? Babe, you broke my heart, now let me be. But not before you give me back my paper bird CD. Babe, won't you give me back my things? One of my so-called friends, I don't care, I don't care, I don't care. Untag yourself from our Facebook photos. Who needs tags? I was there. But when it comes to my Polaroid film, that's where I draw the line. That film was for photos of you and me. Have you lost your mind? Babe, won't you give me back my things? If you can't love me, you can't have my DVD. Babe, won't you give me back my things? Babe, you broke my heart, now let me be. But not before you give me back my paper bird CD. Babe, won't you give me back my things? I had my doubts when we first started out, 'cause you were quick to move around. Those blue eyes when you said you'd be mine. Oh, where are they now? Probably at some sleazy Halloween party, getting down with a Sarah Palin look-alike or a sexy Minnie Mouse. So tell me, how is it I ended up with your underwear and your toothbrush? Well, have my laptop and my electric guitar. You gotta stop laughing. How is it I ended up with your torn jeans and dirty socks? Well, you have my LPs, my favorite books, and my heart. Babe, won't you give me back my things? If you can't love me, you can't have my DVD. Again, I'm stopping by tomorrow. Better give them to me then. Babe, won't you give me back my babe, won't you give me back my babe, won't you give me back my
stop. Cool. How many minutes do I have now?
5.
5 minutes.
Yeah,
oh,
that
man.
Song did a good time. Good job of taking up time.
Sweet, sweet. Do you want me to hum some more?
I could go for 5 minutes of humming.
Okay.
In the keys of C, F, and G.
Humming the chords C, F, and G.
Yeah.
I would need another person to make those chords.
Yeah, and don't rely on me. I'm tone deaf.
All right. Okay. Here's a song where Anthea's gonna make up some percussion on the pots and pans for you, since you requested it.
Score.
Ready?
Yes!
We went out searching for danger with our arms outstretched to strangers. We kissed bullies on the lips and danced all night with jelly. We read our boots up in the mountains, watched the stars shoot around us. We sang our songs in 4/4 time and fell in love with the simplest rhyme. But the simplest rhyme, they held the most meaning. I held you until you were gray, and we screamed until the neighbors complained. They said you kiss, you are just insane. But we're not stopping and we're not slowing. We love who we are and we love where we're going. So we'll sing our songs and they'll go like this. And they'll go like this. We'll sing la 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 la. We're humming. We'll sing la 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 la. We'll sing la 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 la. We'll sing la 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 la. 'Cause the simplest rhyme, they held the most meaning. And I held you until you were dreaming. And we screamed until the neighbors complained. They said you kiss, you are just insane.
That one was short. Did the pots and pans cut through all right?
Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
Perfectly.
This was fun. I've never played to a telephone before.
No. Yeah.
Most people haven't, it turns out.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna start calling up my friends and just playing songs on the phone. I'm sure it'll get really irritating.
No, I'm sure they'd love it.
Okay, this is going to be our last song, I think. What is it going to be?
What are we gonna do?
I don't know. We didn't plan this out very well.
That's all right. You've got 2 minutes, so it's totally up to you if you want to talk about what's new in the world of Chuck Patashner.
Okay, I like talking about myself.
Okay, then let's do that. So what's the plan for Sandy?
Here's the exciting part of my future right now. Anthea and I are going to try to start playing in a band called Red Pony Clock.
Oh, awesome. That band just, like, sucks up members.
Yeah, I know. But he makes good use of them.
Yes, absolutely.
They make good use of them, yeah.
When they played in Boston, they stayed at my house, and there were, like, 13 of them.
Oh, wow.
It was ridiculous. Like, every inch of floor space was covered with a person. It was like Tetris.
And oh, that's good. When was that?
That was last year.
Okay.
Or the year before, maybe.
Because, yeah. Like, every time I see them, they seem... My very first show that I ever played was with Red Pony Clock.
Oh, cool.
Playing in Denver. But every time I've seen them, their numbers have dwindled a little bit. So I was worried about them.
It's all right. Well, it seems like as long as anyone who leaves is replaced by someone new.
Yeah, yeah.
It's zero sum. Yeah, Lord knows how they fit in the tour van.
I know. It's magic.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a clown car.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I've been in some tour, like, minivan situations where it's been kind of like a clown car.
Yeah.
You know, you get the stuff all strapped to the roof and then people inside and you steal other people's shampoo.
Yep. Yeah. Well, that's great. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Red Pony Clock are definitely an exciting group of people.
Yeah, they're one of my favorite bands. So I'm excited about that.
Cool.
I don't know.
So you mentioned, do you have a new CD coming out or that just came out?
Yeah, I've been working on like a studio CD for a while, and that's what Slightly Unhealthy Love Song, a bunch of other songs that Give Me Back My Things on,
mm-hmm.
are on, but that's going to take a while to finish.
Yep.
And in the middle of recording that, I recorded the CF&G CD, which is all home recordings, like bedroom stuff.
Yep.
And so I'll probably put out another CD that I haven't even thought of yet before I finish my other CD.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. I like doing both the lo-fi stuff and the studio stuff.
Yeah, no, it's a good balance.
Yeah, it's fun. I don't know.
Well, it looks like we just talked ourselves up to 30 minutes, so...
Oh, well, that's great.
Thanks again. Thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, You've been listening to Chuck Potashner on Phone It In on KDVS Davis 90.3 FM, kdvs.org. Check him out at myspace.com/Chuck Potashner. Thanks to Ants. Thanks to Chuck. Check us out at phoningitin.net, myspace.com/phoningitin. Thanks and good night.